briefly, can you tell us about your leadership story and how you got there? How did you get to where you are today?
Well, believe it or not, somebody suggested to me, hey, you might like to work at GECU. They knew R.C. Morgan, which is a legend in credit union land. And I said, okay, well, let me try it. And I was hired, and they brought me on as a file clerk at that time. So it was over 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So, and then I worked my way up. I spent some time in the operations area of the credit union, which I really appreciate because it taught me so much about the organization. And that taught me also how to lead and to motivate people, yeah. Which was a big reason I think I got to the place that I am today.
Right. And so what, I mean, speaking of what attributes or skills did you leverage to become successful?
Well, in part, the people skills, working with the people, mm-hmm. but also very determined, very persistent. And that's one of the things that I want to make sure that women know, is you have to be persistent in what you're going after. Mm-hmm. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it, but right. you can. And when somebody has told me in the past, you can't do this, I just interpret that as, I will do it.
Right. Exactly. It's a challenge. You're challenging.
Yes, it's a challenge. I'm going to go after it.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God. That's, you know, this is a common thread with all the women that I've interviewed so far. Everyone is like, you got to go after it. You got to mm-hmm. ask for it. You got to be very, I don't want to say aggressive, but you just have to go after it. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want. All right. So what is your proudest professional moment so far?
Well, by far the proudest professional moment is becoming the CEO of GECU. Very humbling experience to know that you get to be a part of the staff, the board, and moving the community in a positive direction. Mm-hmm. So for me, that was the proudest moment.
Excellent.
In my career.
And here's kind of a question off the top of my head. What's your favorite thing about your job? What do you like?
Wow, the favorite thing is absolutely the people. Yeah. And you know what? The times that I get out there and I'm able to talk to a member is just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It just gives me miles and miles of energy and passion to go that much further. So it's really the people part of it and what we do for the community. And as we look at the cooperative and the operating principles and we put those to work, mm-hmm. we see it changes lives one member at a time.
Yeah, that's so rewarding. So rewarding. And credit unions are so good at that. So what lessons did you learn that other women may benefit from in your career so far?
Well, I mentioned persistency, but I also would like to say this. If you see somebody around you and they're doing something, they're achieving something, they're doing something really well, take a page from their playbook mm-hmm. and make it a part of your playbook.
Good idea.
But also learn from the mistakes that you see from others around you mm-hmm. and realize that those are things that you want to avoid in your career and in your path. Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent. And what piece of advice would you give women in the credit union industry?
You know, stay focused. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure you say no to the things around you that may take your focus away from your goals. Mm-hmm. Write those goals down. Make sure that you follow through. And again, believe in yourself because you can do what you put your mind to.
Oh, no doubt.
And don't let anybody else define your future because you define your future. And always be sure that you tell people what it is that you want to do, because if they don't know what you want to do, they certainly can't read your mind. You got to put it on the table.
Right.
And be transparent about it.
Crystal, I think you just hit a home run. That was fantastic. No wonder you're the CEO of the credit
union. Thank you.
Well done. And so, well, I mean, what can credit union organizations do to advance women in leadership these days? I mean, there's certainly a lot of, I mean, as we're seeing right now, there's so much CEO turnover or executive in the C-suite turnover. There's so many opportunities. So mm-hmm. what can credit union organizations do to kind of foster this?
Well, I think they really need to have a program around talent development.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that speaks to both men and women.
Right.
But I think that you identify people that have potential and then you work with them on career paths mm-hmm. that send them in the right direction. And quite honestly, will cut a learning curve mm-hmm. by getting them there faster. And that benefits the organization as a whole.
Okay.
So I think it's really about the talent management that you have right at your fingertips.
Yep. Yep. Indeed. Indeed. All right. To wrap up here, Crystal, what legacy would you like to leave behind for young women in the industry today?
I would like to leave behind the legacy that I got to be a part of something way bigger than me with the board as well as the staff, and that together, once again, we changed lives mm-hmm. one member at a time by getting them out of payday lending,
yeah.
Putting them in their first time home, getting them the transportation they needed to get to work to support the family. That's what I want people to remember, is that I was part of something collectively that was great for this community.
Indeed. All right. I lied. There's one more question.
Okay.
It just came to me off the top of my head. Now, when you first got to the credit union, I mean, 30 years ago, did you ever fathom the idea that you would become CEO of that credit union, or what kind of triggered that? I mean, did you always think, you know what, I'm going to move up that ladder and I'm going to lead this place one day?
You know, when I first started, I did not. And, you know, interestingly enough, the person that recommended GECU later became my mother-in-law.
Oh, really?
So it was kind of an interesting story. But I really didn't know where I was headed. But, you know, along the way, I pursued a bachelor's and a master's, raising a family, working full-time. And, you know, it just kind of came together in the end. The puzzle came together in the end. So I was very fortunate and blessed to be where I am.
Awesome. Awesome. Very serendipitous, it sounds like. Indeed. All right. Crystal, thank you so much. Congratulations on all your success. And just so happy to see like folks like you in positions. I mean, this is why our industry is so great, because there's just so many folks out there, and women as well. And again, the opportunities are there. So like you said earlier, go after it, go get it.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Indeed. All right. Thank you again, Crystal. Appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.